You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Colin Beasley from the Post-Gazette joins us for his first ever appearance on the Fan Morning Show. Colin, settle what I don't think is a tie. I'm just getting destroyed here. Should Henry Davis have got the bat off his shoulder on Friday night?
First off, that was an awesome transition. Happy to be here. But no, I don't think he should have swung. Looking at that pitch, that it wasn't a strike. Henry Davis knew it wasn't a strike. If he knows it wasn't a strike, why do you swing? I know it was called a strike, but it's not like it was a super borderline pitch. That was simply a missed call. And if he had swung and not made contact, then we would have been complaining that Henry Davis swung at a pitch out of the zone.
That's yep. Right, baby. No. Sports Talk Radio. Colin, have you seen how far the pitch was off the plate, like in terms of inches? I've been looking around all morning for the fancy stat of it, and I can't find it anywhere.
I haven't looked for the actual number of inches and the exact spot. I've seen the graphic of what it showed on TV and what we saw on MLB game day, which shows that it was pretty clearly not in the zone, but I don't know the exact distance. I do know enough to know that, again, it was a missed call and simply not a strike that was called a strike.
It was 1.8 inches off the plate.
I mean,
1.8.
Man, we're splitting. I mean, that's pretty close. It's pretty close right there.
Very close.
Okay, off the plate, but low. How low?
See, and that's what's tough is the judgment right of that. Like, major league umpires, they should get as much right as possible. And actually, he graded out fairly well for the night. The up and down is still where they're going to miss most of their calls, I think. Mm-hmm. That's totally anecdotal, mm-hmm. but that's how I view it. Anyhow, let's get out of this mud. Colin Beasley from the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Bob Nightingale of USA Today reported that the Pirates are going to listen on any player not named O'Neill Cruz or Paul Skeens. Have you heard the same thing, Colin? And is that what the Pirates should be doing?
So I'll be careful here because I haven't heard too much. I'm still relatively new on the beat, so I haven't gotten too into the weeds on that sort of thing. However, in my personal opinion, I'd say yeah, that is what the Pirates should be doing. Given the situation of where they're at, 16 games under 500. And with, frankly, a lot of holes in the field, there's a lot of different places that they can improve. I think it's pretty clear to say that the Pirates are, barring some sort of miracle Moneyball-esque run, not going to be a playoff team this year. So, yeah, they should be listening to offers on anyone, whether that's their older guys, whether that's veterans, whether that's even younger guys. I think that the Pirates are in a position to sell and should be listening to offers on pretty much anyone. What I think is interesting is that the playoff picture, especially in the American League, it shows that basically everyone in the American League and a lot of the National League as well has a real shot at the playoffs. So I think that the Pirates will have an opportunity at the trade deadline if this trajectory continues, just because they're going to be one of the few teams that's a clear seller. I think that there's going to be a lot of teams in the middle that are encouraged to make some sort of playoff push and encouraged to hold on to whatever assets they have. So the Pirates, by saying that they're open for business and willing to make some deals and willing to push towards 2026 instead of 2025, I think that gives them an opportunity to make a number of good trades and to really set themselves up for success at the deadline.
Colin, I think it's safe to say that this team looks better underneath Donnie Kelly. If they stay status quo, if they keep doing what they're doing, it looks better. Some of the games that they're probably going to lose, I mean, moving forward, some games are going to obviously win moving forward better than it looked before. If that stays the same, is Donnie Kelly the manager next year?
I think so. That's the indication I've heard around, and that's what we've talked about. It seems like they were and are really giving Donnie Kelly a chance to prove that he can be the full-time manager. And given what we've seen, where, again, it's not like the record is significantly over 500 or even 500, but they're passing the eye test, they're passing vibe test, they're playing significantly better baseball, even if they're not. I think they're what, 9-12 or 10-12?
10-12, yeah.
Exact, 10-12, yeah. I don't have the exact stat in front of me since I wasn't on the San Diego road trip, but they've played a lot better baseball, and I think anyone can see that. I think that you can tell that the players really respect him, and they've enjoyed having having someone different there. That doesn't mean that they were out to get Derek Shelton. That doesn't mean that they didn't like the guy or anything like that. But sometimes having someone new in charge is enough to give a spark. And I think that's what we've seen with Donnie Kelly. And I think we've also seen that he has some attributes that make him well positioned to be a major league manager. I feel like he's had a pretty good feel. Obviously some in-game bullpen decisions are things that he'll learn, but overall it hasn't been too bad. I think that he's given opportunities to some younger players, especially Henry Davis, Alexander Canario. I think that's been a good thing that players appreciate. And I think that his optimism has been something that's really done well for these Pittsburgh Pirates. He's always found a way of looking for the positive things in the game and for complimenting his players when they need it and telling and standing up for the guys, especially as we've seen with that missed call in San Diego. I think he's done a really good job in his first 20-something games. And if this continues and they stay on this current trajectory, I think that there's a really good chance that he continues as the Pirates manager in 2026.
Colin, this was wonderful, but you're never coming on again because you disagree with me. So the first and last time on the show, thank you.
Wow. Oh, that's a shame. I've really enjoyed this.
Except I'll get outvoted, so you'll definitely
yes,
be on
yes,
again.
He doesn't make all the rules.
Ooh. No, this is a democracy. This is not a dictatorship.
Ooh, that's good to hear.
All right, Colin, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Colin Beasley.
See ya.
Post-Gazette. All right, I'll take the L.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.